time for a Stain Gang podcast. Time to visit with Kelsey Bruce and talk about Midwestern State Women's Cross Country. And this is a successful program as we have on campus right now. Kelsey's really got things headed in the right direction. Let's talk a little bit about your meet in Grand Prairie, mm-hmm. where you finally kind of broke through a little bit.
Right.
Dallas Baptist last year had a perfect score. You didn't let that happen this year.
Right, right. And it was neat because, like I said before, it was one that we could kind of use as a marking point to see improvements. And I think almost everybody improved. And Ella stuck her nose in it. And, you know, she was able to battle out at the front. The result was kind of what I anticipated because they're obviously very, very good. But after the second, it was a two-loop course, and the first loop is a mile, our girls were in awesome position. And so it was kind of like, maybe we can pull something out here. It's cool to start having that hope now and then just, like, to be in the mix, at least for part of it. And I think we just hope to just continue to improve.
What makes Ella Pondo such a special runner?
She's just super talented. She works really hard. She's very focused in a good way. She, you know, tries to dot all the I's, cross all the T's, like a good distance runner needs to. She's super consistent in her. I think it's important when you're competing at a high level to be consistent, not only in your work, but also in your demeanor, and she does that. She does that really well.
And I'm guessing that's a great example for the rest of the team.
Yes, yes. And they train together, and, you know, it's adjusted slightly, and they've all got their different strengths. So she's challenged as well by her teammates, too, because, you know, everyone, again, is good at something, and so it's able to push her, too.
And then you had the Midwestern State Derby here, and Jaden Dangerfield and J.C. Lyons both got weekly accolades earlier this week after leading the team to a sweep. Dangerfield garnered LSC Runner of the Week, claiming her first individual collegiate win at the River Creek Golf Course last week. And then Lyons got the Freshman of the Week. So
yeah.
It's kind of nice to get that kind of recognition.
Oh, of course. And Jaden works real, real hard. It's kind of been a rally point for the week because I think they finished half a second apart, but only one person can be Runner of the Week, and it happened to be Jaden was 0.1 seconds ahead of everybody else. And so, but it's really cool to see her in that position because you have to get to that position to be there, and she worked really hard for it. They kind of packed up for the last like 400 meters so they could finish together, and like we try to herd up as much as we can and pull each other along. And I think it's really awesome for her to get to reap the benefits of what she's doing because her and Nat are really strong in the 800, and so for them to do cross is a little bit outside of their comfort zone, but they're so good at it, and I think this type of thing, and Nat was in that top four with Mariana and Ella, builds up that confidence to be able to be at the front. I think it's a thing you learn how to do.
It had to be pretty cool to see four maroon and gold clad women crossing the line as they came down the chute there.
Yeah, what was really cool was, you know, they kind of got dropped after the first loop. There was a girl from DBU that decided that she wanted to take it, and our girls were patient and they worked back up, and it was cool to see them close that gap and, you know, just work to the end and run strategically and run smart.
So does that come from preparation? Is that instinct? What leads to that patience and knowing what strategy to implement?
Right, a little bit of everything. I think knowing that you're strong enough to do it is the most important thing, and not losing. I think when you're exerting yourself to a high physical standard, that it's easy to kind of, and we talk about this all the time, tell yourself lies of like, oh, I can't, yeah. This is too hard. Like maybe this isn't in my wheelhouse, but like if you can keep those voices at bay and just not stop believing in yourself and then equip it with the strength to actually do something about it and know where your strengths are, I think it's kind of all couples together because every race plan's different. And so it gives them good experience and tactical.
So I would think that you're going to be extremely pleased with the first 2 weeks. And how does this bode for the upcoming schedule, the fact that you're having this success?
Yeah, it's been really fun. They've done, you know, they had a great workout this morning. We did a big tempo work. They rallied together. They all worked together. And it's been really fun and a good starting point. And I think that, you know, one, going and getting beat is good for us. And then also going and winning is good for us too. But both very small meets. And so as we kind of go forward, it gives them, you know, some experience under their belt when we get to Oklahoma State in a couple weeks and then turn around and go to Old Glory Gallop and just go forward from there. So I think that the experience is great, and I think that they can use that and translate it into confidence going forward.
Well, I was going to ask you about, and confidence is probably the right word, but are you seeing a growing confidence among the team?
Yes, and not just confidence in themselves, but I think confidence in each other also, which again enhances. It's kind of cyclical because, you know, if you work out with the girls every day and you see they're doing it and you believe they can do it, but you run with them, you kind of believe in yourself as well. And I think that's a big part of why we do it the way we do it.
And it's an important part of your sport, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, extremely. And I think one of our girls posted the other day that she was like, this is why we do it. Just to be able to go side by side, and, you know, work together for something. And it gives you a little bit of incentive not to give up.
So your next meet is coming up on the 23rd, and that's the Oklahoma State Cowboy Jamboree.
Yes.
That sounds like a big event.
It is. It really, really is. I've never been before. It's a pretty similar dynamic to Chili Pepper, which I've been to that race multiple times. But this will be our first time in Oklahoma State. But I think it's going to be a really good gauge of where we are because it's a huge field. It's a 6K. Gives the girls a little bit of experience at the longer distance, whereas last week was – shorter, faster, hotter. Hopefully it was hotter than what the next one is.
It looks like maybe we're through with the 100 and
I sure hope so.
Degree temperatures.
Yeah, I'm okay with 90s, but I don't – those 105.
You sound like me, man. I'm like, I kill for 95 right now.
Right, right.
But it looks like we're going to get a real break here in the next couple of weeks with the weather, if the weathermen know what they're talking
right,
about.
Right, right. But, yeah, it's a good field. It's a really good field. And I just hope that – as they listen to this and as they listen and practice and work together at practice, that they continue to just have confidence because they have to do nothing different than what they've already done. It just, there's more people in the race. That's the only difference.
So what attracted you to this event when you were making up the schedule?
It's a really well-known event. It's well run from the sounds of it. Like it has a good reputation, and I think that it will give us, I wanted a 6K, because we do have, you know, JC, the freshman, like she ran awesome, and I think it's good for, and we had Jazzy as well and Madison and those other girls. It's good for the freshmen to feel what a 6K feels like and just get some just more experience and practice.
Do you think it's intimidating to be at the Oklahoma State, a Division I event?
Hopefully only a healthy amount. I think our girls should have enough confidence in who they are. I think they know that divisions don't really matter unless you allow them to matter, that you can beat anyone. And that's the good thing about our sport is, like, if you run well, you can beat anyone that you want. And so we try to take advantage of those things.
What do you see as the difference between D1 runners and Division II runners?
Depends on the school. I think if you're at a Power 5, like, there's a big in one of the schools of the Power 5 conferences, like, your resources might be a little bit better. But really, it's, I think, a lot to do with just the program in general and what they're trying to do in the program and where they're allocating their resources. And so I don't really think – I think you can be good anywhere. There's girls that have been D2 and been at the top of the D1 level and winning those meets, and there's – I think the depth is just a little bit stronger in D1 at the bigger Power 5 schools. I think there's a little bit more depth there.
Well, it seems like you're helping to prove here at Midwestern State that – you don't have to be D1 to be successful in this sport.
That's the goal. I don't want them to be scared of anything. I don't think you should be. I mean, no one really, like, you shouldn't be scared of someone unless you give that right to them. And so wanting them to be confident in what they're doing and who they are.
So that meet's coming up September 23rd. What's kind of your plan between now and then to get the team ready?
Oh, just train. We have a big week of training this week. And so not racing will give us a chance to do a long run and a couple workouts and hopefully just grow in a little bit more fitness.
Does the weather cooperating help you out?
Yes, they were all excited this morning. The cooler
I
temperatures,
bet.
They were shivering. It was only 65, and after, you know, it's fun. It takes a little bit of the stress out of the workout physically and mentally to have cooler temperatures.
Kelsey, always so much fun to talk to you. Congratulations on a great start, and good luck at the Oklahoma State Cowboy Jamboree.
Okay, thank you.
That is Kelsey Bruce, the Midwestern State cross-country coach, joining us for this Stain Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. I'm Pete Stein. So long.